This is the Domestic Cricket Podcast for the 16th of October. Yorkshire's maiden Champions League T20 match ends in a resounding defeat at the hands of Sydney Sixers in Cape Town. They could manage only 96 for 9 from their 20 overs as the Sydney pace bowlers wreaked havoc. Josh Hazlewood picked up 1 for 9 from his 4 overs, with Pat Cummings and Mitchell Starc taking 2 for 13 and 3 for 22 respectively. Highveld Lions maintained their 100% record with a win over Chennai Super Kings in the day's second match. MS Dhoni top scored for Chennai as they made 158 for 6, but Ghulam Bodhi overcame a poor start to top score with 64-46 balls, and John Symes completed the victory with a fine unbeaten 23-39. Central Zone fought back in the most extraordinary fashion on the third day against North Zone in Hyderabad. Resuming on 146 for 5, they closed on 442 for 9 as Bhuvneshwar Kumar hit his maiden first-class century and added an unbroken 100 for the 10th wicket with Ritiraj Singh. East Zone lead by 152 going to the final day against South Zone after closing in their second innings on 129 for 6. Skipper Nataraj Behara hit 60 to ensure against a complete collapse as Stuart Binney took 2 wickets. South Zone's earlier had their first innings ended at 244, as Iresh Saxena ended with figures of 3 for 37, and Vinay Kumar hit 61 from number 8. Zarai Tarakati Bank reached stumps on a shortened day 2 on 78 for 6 against Habib Bank in Lahore. With the first day lost to rain, Zarai Tarakati Bank were asked to bat, but they struggled throughout as Ehsan Adil, Kamran Hussain and Yunis Khan each took a brace of wickets. Khan Research Laboratories fared considerably better in identical circumstances against Water and Power Development Authority in Faisalabad. They closed on 113 for 3, with Syed Anwar Jr. finishing the day unbeaten on 35 after Zain Abbas made 36. National Bank took control against Swee Northern Gas Pipelines, closing on 218 for 3 after bowling Swee out for 195. Sami Aslam top scored with 63, while all the other batsmen made telling contributions. Uzair ul Haq had early ended with figures of 6 for 58, as Swee lost their last 5 wickets for 23 runs. Umar Amin added 95 with Usman Tariq for the 4th wicket to ensure that Pakistan International Airlines didn't get things entirely their own way on day 2 against Port Kazim Authority. Nadef Shah had taken 2 earlier wickets after Airlines extended their first innings total to 334, thanks mainly to an 8th wicket partnership of 70 between Tahir Khan and Anwar Ali. State Bank trailed United Bank by just 5 runs at the close of day 2 in Karachi. They ended the United Bank first innings at 255 at the start of the day, and then marched 250 for 6, skipper Kashif Sadiq leading the way with an aggressive 80 off 87 balls. Adnan Rees ended the day unbeaten on 62.